Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Trish Rubin back on the show. Trish is a very well-known speaker, trainer, a writer. She gives high-energy presentations all over the place and focuses on networking. She focuses on strategic alliances. Her book is called Trish Rubin's New York Minute. And she's our good friend, Trish Rubin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Love to be here.
You know, Trish, when I started talking about small business on the radio back in 98, which, by the way, week after next is going to be our 12th anniversary.
Wonderful.
And the next year, somewhere around 98, 99, I started looking over into the 21st century. And I tried to imagine what was going to be some of the skills that we were going to have to get a lot better at, that were going to become part of the new fundamentals, you know, the old fundamentals of operating, you know, a good financial business and taking care of customers. Those things were always going to be true in the 20th or the 21st century. But I looked over into the 21st century. I said, okay, we're going to have to get a lot better at technology. We're going to have to get a lot better at networking. That's something that really has become kind of a more latter day skill. But I said then to put that on steroids, we're going to have to get a lot better at strategic alliances. And today, when you look at social media, it's really the combination of all three of those, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you're a visionary as always.
Well, I think the strategic alliance thing. See, we've gotten good at technology. We've gotten good at networking. Most of us have, but I still think we're lacking. I still think we're not as good as we need to be in the area of strategic alliances and partnering.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's a true statement. For me, it's a natural outgrowth of networking.
Mm-hmm.
And asking yourself, why you are actually, first of all, networking, what are you trying to get out of it? And I think the skills that you need to be strategic with building partnerships are the same, that when you go into a networking situation, you have to absolutely know who you are, what value you have. You have to be able to convey that quickly and in a way that it's not seen as just totally about me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it starts in the same place, and that when you work on your networking skills, part of the reason why you will be working on those skills is to build your referral network, to be able to have people see who you are and know who you are so that they can say, hey, you're like me, and because of that, maybe we can have some shared value.
Mm-hmm.
And with that shared value, we can both combine our databases. And I always think about that commercial that I see here in New York where someone is standing and 500 people are standing behind them in their network.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And that's what you have every time you smile at a potential person who will either be part of your network for business or referral.
Well, you know, I wish that in those days I had, instead of talking about strategic alliances, I wish I had used the word community, because more recently, in the last few years, I've been talking about community more, and I think community is one of the most powerful concepts to embrace these days. And you talked about that network behind that one person on the street corner. That was really it is a network in that context, because those people are standing by ready to help if they need to. But a community is much like that. They don't, you know, a community doesn't necessarily work for the same company, but a community is anything that you're the nexus of.
Right. Right.
And I think, remember the old story about, they're kind of like the dog who chased the car and caught it. Now that I got it, what do I do with it?
Yes.
When you network and you catch somebody, then you got to say, okay, now that I've met this person, now that we've made this relationship, this association, now what do I do with it?
Right. And so I think that's the whole idea of actually what the value is and really mining value together. And doing it through even the simplest ways of looking at your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Are your brands similar? Are they complementary? Can they be more powerful if you form an alliance? And it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be anything more than, just saying, well, let's perhaps do an event together. Let's perhaps go out together and market together. Let's go network together. You don't have to be joined at the hip.
Hold on to that thought, Trish. Mm-hmm. We got to take a quick break. Folks, one of the biggest derailments, to use our good friend Tim Irwin's book example, he was just on the show, one of the biggest derailments of networking and strategic alliances and building community is self-absorption. And I'm going to ask Trish after this message, how do we get over that? How do we avoid letting that take us down? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you reeling in the east?
Little Stevie Dan bringing this back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We got no barrier to entry there. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something there for you on any topic under the Small Business Sun. You can ask questions, get answers. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It's right there off the homepage. My blog is right there off the homepage. And my new blog that we're literally going to post this today is going to be about women business ownership. It's a new blog that I've written about that and includes some interviews that I've done with women business owner experts. And so we got our... Oh, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Trish Rubin is our guest, folks. Trish is our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Trish Rubin's New York Minute, and where she's a networking expert, a strategic alliance expert. And that's what we're talking about, is how to do more of this in our small businesses. You know, Trish, one of the things that's happening in small businesses right now is the banks are telling me that there's not a problem with getting credit to small business. There's a problem with small businesses asking for the credit. They're not asking for loans. And one of the reasons is because they can't justify it because of the business. They're having a hard time justifying a loan request. They know that the bank's not going to loan them money on something speculative, so they got to have a reason for it. Well, the reason for a loan would be because your business is growing. A lot of businesses are growing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a circular reference that happens. I need more business, but I also need more capital. I can't get one without the other. Strategic alliances are a great way to grow without spending all the money yourself, aren't they?
Right.
And
I think it's right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So how do you get out of your own way, actually, too, so that, what you're talking about, when you're faced with that kind of daunting direction of I've got to capitalize, I've got to get my business going, you can get so caught up in me.
Right.
And it's hard then to really demonstrate that it's just beyond me. So my recommendation, I always sort of work out of a framework called ACE. I think you might remember.
Mm-hmm.
I use it for networking. ACE means for me associate, create, engage. And so when you're thinking about building strategic alliances, right away you should say to yourself, if I'm going to be an ACE at strategic alliances, I'm going to associate. So I have to make sure it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look out for partners, see them everywhere, business, personal, online. Who are the people who are like me? So I've got to think about how I associate. And then two, how I create. So my C is create. So what do I want people to know about me? I'd be dusting off my elevator speech. I'd be making it so lasered that people will know what I am, what I do in 14 seconds or less,
mm-hmm.
and then say, that's somebody that sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then engage. How can I do follow-up? How can I take the value that I have and spin it to all the databases of the people that I know in my referral network? So in my book, I talk about the fact that it's important that you get me when we network. Well, it's never more important than now, because it's not just you get me just to have a nice group of people that I can direct email to. It's about survival. It's about building bridges to survive in this downturn.
Right.
And the whole environment of social networking makes a great place for that, too.
You know, you talked a minute ago. You said something about getting out of your own way and about it not being about me. But that's something that I think, if there's a classic derailment of networking possibility and strategic alliance opportunity, to me, that's it. I mean, when we can't get out of our own way, when we can't subordinate for just long enough to find out if something might work with somebody else, if we can't subordinate our own self-interest, our own self-involvement, our own, personal gain, if we can't do that, all the stuff we're talking about is not going to work. And so my point, Trish, is, folks, if you can't practice that, Trish, I think into 21st century, a lot of people need to practice that. Practice subordinating themselves. Because I'll tell you something, there are a lot of people out there right now, Trish, who just can't do that, can they?
Yes, and it's disingenuous when you meet people like that, too. They may look like they've got all the bells and whistles, yet it's not. You can kind of smell it. Like,
what it does, wait a minute, it usually doesn't
I see
know,
that
it,
this
it,
is all about him or
it
her.
Doesn't take long for them to get around to that. You know, I mean, I was having a meeting with a meal. We were eating a meal with a guy once, and we had just met, but we'd been introduced, and we were meeting to see, you know, if we were going to be able to do anything together. And so we introduced each other, and we started out, you know, the visit and ordered the food, and about 10 minutes into it, the guy said, by the way, have I told you about my background?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he already had done that.
Mm-hmm.
but it was such a big deal to him, he wanted to make sure that I didn't had you know, that I knew all this again.
Yes.
And at that moment, Our he derailed our future relationship, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm, yes. And so it just has to be a great balance. And I'm wondering, as you think about your blog, even the women business owners, you know, how are women approaching this in strategic partnerships? Is it different from the way men approach?
I think it is different, don't you?
Yeah, I think that there certainly is a difference in that. And so that's worth mining again and looking at and sharing.
And what's really interesting, guys, is when we try to build strategic alliances with women. Now, that's a really interesting scenario there.
There you go.
But you and I have a great one, Trish.
You do.
Rubin and I, Trish is our good friend. She and I will be right back. Her book is called Trish Rubin's New York Minute, and we're going to tell you how you can find that real soon, right after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you stayed with us, because we got more to come from our good friend Trish Rubin. Trish is the author of Trish Rubin's New York Minute. That's an outstanding book that I encourage you to find. Trish, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your book.
Well, you can find me online at Amazon.com. You can find me on www.trnewyorkminute.com.
trnewyorkminute.com. All right.
Yeah. And I'm happy to autograph and sign a book anywhere.
All right. And that's Rubin. Trish, how about on the social media sites?
Oh, definitely. You can see me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, I am Trish, B-I-H, which stands for Backwards in Heels, which is my networking brand when I do live events.
Right.
And LinkedIn, of course, Facebook.
Yeah.
And, you find me in Dig and some other places I kind of hang out.
She's all over the place. She's a networking expert, folks. What else would she do? Trish Rubin. Trish, let's expand this strategic alliance thing to include those relationships between men and women.
Yeah.
That's an interesting little scenario there, isn't it?
Yes,
when a man and a woman in the marketplace, you know, talk about doing something strategically together.
Right. And And also, I just think in a networking sense, I think I remember hearing at one point, listening to Brian Solis, and he talked about the fact that more women are actually even online socially networking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that it seems to be sort of, more of a bent for women to establish rapport.
Well, women are really, really good at building relationships.
Yeah.
A lot better than men are.
And we do it differently. You know, the communication is a lot of nonverbal as well as verbal. And I think women are really good at the nonverbal as well. And, understand sort of...
Wait a minute. I need you to explain that because I don't understand that at all.
Well, I think women are more intuitive
yeah.
in social situations.
Yeah.
And I think they pick up, it's almost like a sixth sense and a radar. Actually, I remember hearing and reading, I must have read a while ago, but even peripheral vision, when women network, and I've said this in front of groups, that one of the best things about women in a room is that we have better peripheral vision than our male friends.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, and that we can actually even physically take in the room better and be more aware.
Right.
And so I think there are some advantages.
But I think women only have, but this thing about, this thing you talked about nonverbal, I think that only works between women. I don't think that nonverbal thing works with men. Right? Am I right?
Well.
because I don't get the nonverbal. I'm being serious here.
I don't know. I think with women too, the way you can read situations, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Your ability to really focus, and we talked about this idea of getting out of your way,
right.
and really being more present and open. And I do think that women are, beyond the fact that maybe you're stereotyping women with, they're just all about their style and the way they look.
No. I'm not saying that. You know
no,
that. I'm,
no, one is not you, but
yeah,
one is might do that. That's how women look and present in that way
yeah.
in a superficial way. I tend to think that women do. Especially after having children, I'll tell you, I think that's another piece of it, are able, their antennas up, they sense things more,
mm-hmm.
they create, like, they just seem to create.
But tell us how a guy navigates that kind of a minefield. I mean, that's for us, we think of it as a minefield. We don't know how to, because my wife will say, she'll get aggravated at me, and I said, "What did I say?" She said, "Well, you didn't say anything. It was how you said it."
Yeah, I think.
How do I do that? I don't.
It's being patient in some ways too.
Yeah.
And maybe not saying so much, because I think the person, even someone who does not say and kind of holds cards and listens,
mm-hmm.
is going to be better at making connections.
Right.
And I think sometimes. Well, maybe it's not a male-female thing, but women and men communicate different and listen differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the thing that women may also say is, well, that partner of mine, that guy, he doesn't listen to me.
That's one thing. If I could tell you one thing, if when you go to a meeting with a lady, please practice your listening skills.
That's right.
And eye contact.
Yes.
Right?
So, all that, right, the nonverbals. So I do feel that women, the eye contact, the ability to really to develop that rapport through
that's,
that. I think
that's
that
more important a lot of times initially, especially if you're talking about putting something together with a woman, a man and a woman. That part of it is what's going to get you started. The content, the essence of why you're there comes second, doesn't it?
Yeah, and having that, I think some women may be uncomfortable when they're forming those kinds of relationships if they're young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get into all kinds of areas. Well, I'm new and I have to show respect to somebody, or
right.
it's cultural too. Those are a lot of other
the generational thing. We'll have to come back and we'll talk about the generations another time. That's a good topic. Hey, Trish,
mm-hmm.
thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Trish Rubin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. After the news, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.